1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Help is on the way to clear the heavy debris after the bridge collapse in Baltimore. Maryland Governor Wes Moore.
I've been informed by the U.S. Navy that they are supplying us with four heavy lift cranes. Two have already arrived. One arrives tonight, and the fourth is arriving on Monday.
There is a court ruling involving the armorer on the movie set Rust, who was convicted of involuntary manslaughter. Correspondent Jim Crisula.
A judge in Santa Fe has denied a request.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
All the moments.
Earl wants to shoot, works around a man, shoot. Oh!
They score! Get ready, Milwaukee! The Badgers are on their way to the Frozen Four!
All the game winners.
Barnes back in. Picked up, Badgers score! Mark Sangerly! Wisconsin wins the inaugural Big Ten Championship!
All the legends.
Sleep deep, breakaway, Caulfield in for the win! He shoots it! Scores! Give him the homie now!
This is Badger Hockey.
The Badgers empty their bench and celebrate.
It's everything. Everything.
Keep it going, baby!
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly, and by Alliant Energy, powering beyond. Badger Hockey is on the air.
Good afternoon, hockey fans from Amica Mutual Pavilion in Providence, Rhode Island. Welcome to Wisconsin Badger Hockey. The NCAA tournament begins today for the Badgers against the defending national champions, Quinnipiac University. Along with our producer, Levi Yoder, at our Learfield studios in Jefferson City, Missouri, from UW Athletic Brand Communications, Paul Capobianco, I'm Brian Posick. While the Badgers are dancing under first-year head coach Mike Hastings after a 25-win regular season, 26 wins this season, 11 losses, and two ties for the Badgers, who head into this tournament as the, well, number two seed in this region, ranked below Quinnipiac in the national rankings, but ahead of Quinnipiac in the pairwise rankings. Meanwhile, the Bobcats, under their longtime coach Rand Pechnold, 26-9-2, one of the highest scoring teams in the country, one of the best defensive teams in the country. Quinnipiac has lost only three of their last 14 games, although the last time they played, a 3-0 loss to St. Lawrence in the semifinals of the ECAC tournament. First time this season that Quinnipiac had been shut out. Meanwhile, the Badgers last played March 8th through the 10th in the opening round of the Big Ten tournament, lost 2-1 to Ohio State at the Kohl Center, and it's been an awfully long wait since that point, 19 days between games. Paul, it has been a wonderful season for the Wisconsin Badgers, and back in the NCAA tournament, only the second time in 10 years, first time since 2021 when the Badgers were right down the street in Bridgeport, Connecticut, and lost to Bemidji State in the opening round, and the season was over. Cole Caulfield's collegiate career was over, and it's been a long road back, but Mike Hastings and his staff have done a really nice job with this Wisconsin hockey program and has them back on the big stage where I know fans think they should belong each and every year.
Yeah, I mean, this is they belong here, but it's also the fun time of year for the Badgers. It was a great journey this year. Maybe a surprise if you're on the outside looking in how the season was last year. 13 more wins than last year so far. Was last place in the Big Ten, got up to second and a whisper away from winning the Big Ten. So it's been an outstanding regular season. And now this is what kind of what you all point towards from last summer. This is the fun time of year you get here. Good crowd in the first game here with BC and Michigan Tech. It looks like a decent amount of people are still around here in the building. And now you have a heck of a battle between against the defending national champions who's playing their fourth consecutive Big Ten opponent in the NCAA tournament. That's crazy.
Yeah, it really is. When Quinnipiac won it a year ago, it opened with a 5-0 win over Merrimack, then beat Ohio State 4-1, and then in Tampa at the Frozen Four, a 5-2 win over Michigan and a 3-2 overtime win over Minnesota. Providence has been good and bad to Wisconsin in NCAA tournament play, hasn't it, Paul?
Yeah, it's been some incredible history here. The first time the Badgers were here in 1978, Frozen Four event, but a couple of losses to BU and Bowling Green, but that's one of the places, at least in the hockey world, that Badger fans made their reputation with Crazy Legs Hirsch putting down some money at a local establishment. And just the Badgers, it wasn't even just that, too. I mean, it was after the games, the Badgers losing, and the fans just dancing around, 3,500 or so out from Madison. After the Frozen Four happened, there was somebody from the city of Providence came to Madison and presented a trophy to Crazy Legs. That's how much of an impact it made on the city here in Providence. That's amazing.
Greatest fans in the world, the trophy said.
World's greatest fans. If you ever go in the Kohl Center out on one of the where the display cases, the trophy is still sitting in there from 1978. It's pretty cool to look at. And the Badgers have been back 1982. They ended up, unfortunately, losing in the championship game to North Dakota in that amazing three-year run the Badgers had. And then 92 again, got a couple wins here to make it to the Frozen Four. So it's been a while, but there's some pretty interesting history in Wisconsin men's hockey.
And Mike Hastings has some history here, too, when head coach of Minnesota State in 2019. His team made it to the NCAA tournament and led Providence. Actually, Providence, they played the Friars here up 3-0 and lost 6-3. Mike Hastings also has some history against Quinnipiac in the 2021 tournament first-round game in Loveland, Colorado. Quinnipiac jumped out to a 2-0 lead, and then Minnesota State rallied for a 4-3 overtime win. That was the first NCAA tournament win for Mike Hastings, his head coach at Minnesota State, and the first of back-to-back Frozen Fours for the Mavericks as well. But now he coaches the Cardinal in white. Rand Pecknold for Quinnipiac. Good matchup on the bench, good matchup on the ice. And we'll hear from Wisconsin's head coach when we come back. It's the opening round of the 2024 NCAA tournament, Wisconsin and Quinnipiac. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers Men's Hockey on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, a Civic Media station. Download our free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Listen to Wisconsin Athletics all season long on your local Civic Media radio station.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Spring is in the air, but so are airborne allergens like tree pollen, grass, mold, and ragweed. If spring allergies keep you trapped inside, then you need Navage Nasal Care to keep you breathing clearly and enjoying all the beauties of spring. Navage helps clear nasal passages that are often clogged because of seasonal allergies. Navage gently flushes a pure, refreshing saline solution through your nasal passages to clear out congestion, sucking out that springtime pollen and other irritants trapped in your nose. Navage springs into action quickly, helping you breathe more clearly in just 30 seconds. And you don't need a never-ending cycle of decongestants that can leave you feeling drowsy. Navage is the fast and easy drug-free allergy solution that helps you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier. Get Navage today so you can get outdoors and enjoy your favorite springtime activities. Navage is available online at Navage.com or in stores at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and Target. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Breathe easy.
Pavilion in Providence, Rhode Island for the NCAA Regionals as Wisconsin takes on defending national champion Quinnipiac in the opening round here tonight. And joining us now is Wisconsin head coach Mike Hastings after an outstanding regular season, a short trip in the Big Ten tournament, and then 18 days off before the Badgers hit the ice again. And Mike, it's been a long layoff, but let's first talk about the fact you're here. This was one of the goals, and now let's see what you can do with this, right?
Yeah, opportunity knocks. You've got to answer the door, and that's what we plan on putting our best foot forward. The guys have done a great job throughout this season managing the peaks and the valleys. Regular season was something we're very proud of. Second season, not as much. You know, we let that opportunity go by. And so a little bit of a reset, some rest. The guys have managed, in my mind, our time in those 18 days, really have done everything that they can do. So right now it's our focus on just trying to get out and get to our game as soon as we can in our first game in a while.
Yeah. How did you and your staff manage that extra time to prepare them for the moment here tonight?
A little bit of you know, vacation. And what I mean by that is just letting the guys get away from that ending in the first round of the playoffs. We gave him a couple of days, went back to work for three, gave him a couple more after that, and then went right back into what we were doing previously. And so mixed in some rest physically and mentally, went back and tried to sharpen our game a little bit in some areas that we weren't as sharp as we needed to be in that playoff series. Mixed in an inner squad last Saturday for a good 45 minutes, tried to tax the guys and mirror a game as much as we could. And then, you know, once the NCAA selection show happens, things go in a hurry. And so we practiced Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, back in town, and then got out of town and came to Providence. And we've had two real good days here, and we're excited for tonight.
Yeah. It's different, but somewhat similar. You had a similar break at the end of the first half of the season going into the tournament in Milwaukee, and you seem to handle that pretty well, part of a 10-game winning streak.
Yeah, we've utilized, you know, Grace, our nutritionist, Tommy Inkrud, our strength coach, just collaboratively talking about what we need to do, getting input back from our student athletes on how they're feeling, and then making sure we get them to a point where they can be as prepared as they can be. We've tried to, like I said, simulate game type situations as much as we can. The guys did a really good job over the Christmas break, and I think they've managed this one well also.
Badgers and Quinnipiac in the NCAA tournament. More with Coach Mike Hastings in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
Normally, when we do a commercial, we talk about all of the options a Cleary building has. We talk about storing your toys or using it for a workshop. But that's not what I'm going to talk about today. I'd like to salute our remarkable team for giving the customer service you deserve. From our engineers to the folks pounding nails, we are proud of each and every one of them, and we think you will be too. So instead of talking about plenty of space for your vehicles, I hope you will give the best in the business a chance. Cleary Building Corp. Since 1978.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need so you can focus on what's most important to you. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Providence, Rhode Island, getting ready for the Badgers NCAA tournament opener against the Quinnipiac Bobcats. Last year's NCAA champion head coach Rand Pecknold returns many of those very same players. A lot of experience for Quinnipiac, but Rand mentioned yesterday during the press conference availability that he thinks Wisconsin and Quinnipiac are rather similar. So, Mike Hastings, would you agree with Rand Pecknold?
In some areas, you know, I think both teams have a pride about themselves when they don't have a puck, at defending as groups of five and making sure that they're doing everything that they can do to their goaltender sees one and not two or three. You know, so they're very responsible. I think there's some things that we do alike and there's some things that are different. Hopefully we can get to our game to a point of we can't create Quinnipiac's offense. They run a 1-1-3 where they've got three guys across that blue line consistently. And if you're trying to get through them with possession and holding on to it and skating by them, you're putting yourself at risk. So a lot of self-chips. We still want to maintain possession, but we've got to take the ice that they give us, which is going to be behind them. And then I'm trying to filter pucks as many as we can. Offensively, I will say once you get into the offensive zone, we do look a lot alike. And that's where I'd say one of our similarities is great as shown.
Yeah. As far as the lineup here tonight, it's, you know, thankfully Wisconsin's healthy. David Cilia with Cruz Lucius and Matthew D. St. Foul. Owen Lindmark is healthy and back with Carson Bantle and Jack Horbach. We'll see Quinn Finley along with Christian Fitzgerald and Simon Tassi, Owen Mellenbacher with Charlie Stramel and Sawyer Scholl. William Whitelaw will be all over the place. We'll see him in various instances. You also had the last change. How does that benefit you today?
Well, you know, just some matchups. You look at Quinnipiac's group and, you know, they've got, I think it is 11 players that have at least 20 points. Right. They've got two defensemen at 20 points plus, so they're going to try and, you know, they'll get up in the play as much as they can. But for us, you know, the group with Colin Graf and and Traylor, the center, have been very productive for them. So, you know, us being able to get the guys out that we want to get out there against them as much as we can. But again, at the end of the day, no matter when those guys are out on the rink, we've just got to be aware of them because they've been so productive for them offensively. And it's something we've talked about, but our focus more so is really on ourselves. And we've been a four-line team this entire season when we've been our best version of ourselves. And that's the same type of mentality and philosophy that we'll have going into this game.
Yeah, and anxious for the first 10 minutes. Sometimes the first 10 minutes can dictate the game. But you've been in NCAA tournament games where you're down 2-0 in the first period, came back to win. You're up 3-0 and didn't win. So who knows what's going to happen, but you would like to see a strong start.
Yeah, and stay with it. Yeah. You know, we had a couple of our alumni and saw some notes that were out today and just from people that are supporting us from afar. And one thing Pav you know, sent, as well as a couple of the other alumni, some videos at just telling the guys good luck. And you know, there's an expectation of adversity. Yeah. You're gonna run into it and you've got to face it, deal with it, and move on. And this, as you've seen already in the short stint of this NCAA tournament, different things can happen, and you might have to play longer than the 60 minutes. Mm-hmm. But the one thing you have to do is, no matter what comes at you, you've got to face it, deal with it, and move on, whether in a positive or a non-positive situation, and keep going. Because at the end of the day, you got to find a way to win one hockey game.
Our thanks to head coach Mike Hastings. Good luck to the Badgers today against Quinnipiac in the NCAA tournament. More of our pregame show from Providence, Rhode Island coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Dynamite! Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on WFHR.com. Your news, just for Wisconsin Rapids and surrounding communities. I'm Melissa Kay with WFHR News.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress. Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? Yeah, the Earth really needs them to hoof it. That's right, the environment is always the best excuse. So go ahead, ask your bae to dim all the lights because carbon emissions. Tell your dad-bodded dad to eat more plants. For the planet, obviously. Kindly tell the kids to stop asking for a new phone. I mean, e-waste, right? Find your out and opt in to cutting carbon. Just visit theenvironmentexcuse.org. A public service announcement brought to you by WildAid.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
And the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Back here at the Amica Mutual Pavilion, which used to be known as the Providence Civic Center, built in 1973. They've had Elvis Presley performed here a few times. U2, Frank Sinatra, Sammy Davis Jr. You can go up and down the line. Led Zeppelin all have performed here, and they've hosted a number of regional tournaments and Frozen Fours, as we've discussed, Wisconsin and Quinnipiac here in round one of the NCAA tournament. Quinnipiac a year ago won the national title, went 34-4-3. They lost five of their top eight scorers, but returned three of their top four. They also lost their goaltender, Yanev Parrott, who was very good. He's currently playing pro hockey in the Carolina Hurricanes organization. But this is a team that they can score 4.1 goals per game, fourth best in the country. 1.92 goals per game allowed, second best in the country. Power play about 22%. PK 84%. One of the interesting things about this regional, Paul, was all the individual talent that's here. Now, there are the four teams in this regional. BC, by the way, beat Michigan Tech today 6-1 in a game that was much closer than the score may indicate. But the four teams in this regional combined for 15 national championships. But on an individual basis, there's some fantastic talent up for some major awards here this season.
Yeah, four of the top 10 for the Hobie are playing here in Providence. We have a couple of the two of the three finalists for the Mike Richter Award, the Jacob Fowler, the goaltender for Boston College, and obviously Kyle McClellan for that. In the Hobie, it's McClellan, Colin Graf for Quinnipiac for the second year in a row. And I have to look it up because BC has so many guys. I got to make sure which are the right two for
it's
the Hobie.
Will Smith and Cutter Gauthier.
Thank you.
Yes.
Because they have some talent. So it could be a lot of people on their team that some of their forwards have just been racking up the points. But, yeah, obviously they're a super talented group of people here and just good teams in general. BC, top seed and five losses. Quinnipiac, like you said, defending champs. And the Badgers have not too shabby either so far this year.
Not a lot of history between Wisconsin and Quinnipiac either.
Oh, there's not. Two games. Only one time at the Kohl Center back in 2003. A couple of Badger wins. One in overtime. Some familiar names scoring goals like Rennie Bork and Andy Wisniewski had a game winner. Andrew Jodry and something I didn't even realize, but you mentioned a minute ago, Adam Burrish got kicked out of the first game for a major penalty.
Oh, Burr.
But the Badgers killed that off and still won the game. So some fun history looking back. And the funny thing is Rand Pecknold has been the head coach back through 2003 and beyond. He's been there for, I think it's 30 years.
Correct.
At two different levels, and he's been there, and obviously it took him a while, but he got a national championship last year, and a school that most people probably don't know much about won a hockey national championship. So that's pretty cool.
Out of Hamden, Connecticut. By the way, these teams have played one common opponent, Northeastern. Quinnipiac tied Northeastern 3-3 on January 6th, the week after the Badgers beat Northeastern 3-0 at the Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff in Milwaukee. Wisconsin and Quinnipiac in the NCAA tournament. We'll tell you what else is going on with the tournament and set the line charts when we come back. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Sean Cleary here. I have been told we need to include a younger demo in our commercials. So like your local sports teams, I thought I would bring a DJ to stay.
They're rebuilding in the house or shed.
Whoa. Maybe we need to work on that. He is right, though. Check us out at clearybuilding.com for the building of your dreams. Sean Cleary out.
Sports fans now have access to hundreds of weekly podcasts that zero in on the college sports world. Now available in the Varsity Podcast Network and part of the new Varsity app. The app is free and available from wherever you get your favorite apps. Download the Varsity app today to have access to hundreds of national podcasts as well as your favorite team-focused podcasts. The Varsity Podcast Network, now available for free on the Varsity app. Download from the App Store and listen today.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey, hungry? And your heart is ticking for chicken? Well, take a quick turn into Quick Trip, because we got
no ordinary chicken.
Yeah, go wild with wings. Next level super wings with trusty sidekick and sauces. Or let's talk tender. Quick chick tenders. Love me tenders. Love me some quick tenders. Ours are bigger, better, tastier. Or if you're feeling good old school comfort fried chicken, we got it. Hand breaded down homier than anywhere. Quick Trip, saving your nuggets from ordinary.
The NCAA tournament started yesterday in Springfield, Massachusetts, where top seed Denver needed double overtime to beat UMass 2-1. And then Cornell knocked out second seed Maine 3-1. And in Sioux Falls, Boston University ripped RIT 6-3. And then Minnesota knocked off Omaha 3-2. Jackson Nelson, a couple of goals in the third period as the Gophers advanced to the regional final. And earlier today, Boston College beat Michigan Tech here in Providence. 6-1. Ryan Leonard and Cutter Gauthier both scored a couple of goals. The Eagles have won 13 in a row and await the winner of today's game between Wisconsin and Quinnipiac. And in Maryland Heights, Missouri, Western Michigan and Michigan State about to get underway. Michigan plays North Dakota tonight. UW Health injury update brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. The Badgers in very good shape heading into this game. And as we look at the Quick Trip lineups tonight, we'll start with Kyle McClellan, the Badgers senior goaltender from Manchester, Missouri. 24-11-1 this season, a 192 goals against average. which ranks third in the country. His 931 save percentage is number one. So are his seven shutouts. I don't know if anybody could have asked for any more from number 31, Kyle McClellan, Paul.
Oh, he's been outstanding. Obviously, look at the beginning of the year. Nobody knew who the goalie for Wisconsin was. He took the reins right away, and it's been, Badgers haven't really looked back. He's been outstanding.
He has. A Hobie Baker, top 10 finalist. A Mike Richter, top 3 finalist. And the Big Ten goaltender of the year. Starting defenseman tonight, the junior from Altoona, Daniel Lodge, who's playing in his 104th career game. Anthony Kerr, the senior from Winnipeg, in his 131st game. And the starting forward line for head coach Mike Hastings, Carson Bantle, the senior from Onalaska, played in his 100th game as a Badger on March 10th. He's had a pretty good career for Wisconsin, has Bantle, who's got 14 goals this season. In the middle, Owen Lindmark, fifth year out of Naperville, 11 goals and 21 points. And then Jack Horbach, the sophomore from Naperville, will start on the right wing for Mike Hastings, who's in his 12th season as a head coach. He has 325 wins, 120 losses, and 27 ties. His postseason record, 42-19. His NCAA record is 5-8. For Rand Pecknold, his 30th year, 566 wins. He's led this team to the NCAA tournament 8 times, finished runner-up in 2013 and 2016, won the national title last year in 2023. His starting goaltender is a Boston University transfer, Vinny DuPlessis, 6'1", a senior from Quebec City. 20 wins this season, a 193 goals against, 918 save percentage, and 3 shutouts. Starting defenseman, sophomore from West Kelowna, Laval, Quebec, I should say, play in West Kelowna in the BCHL, Charles-Alexei Legault. He's their leading penalty taker. And then Ivari Rassinen, senior from Muskegon, or Tampere, Finland, played for the Muskegon Lumberjacks of the USHL. And then the top line for Rand Pecknold's club. We'll start with a right winger, assistant captain Colin Graff, a transfer from Union College, Lincoln, Massachusetts native, the junior, 22 goals and 48 points for Graff. In the middle, Jacob Quillen from Dartmouth, Nova Scotia, who's got 15 goals and 44 points. And the left winger from Philadelphia is Sam Lipkin, sophomore, who has 15 goals and 35 points. Should be a lot of fun. And Mike Hastings, with the last change as the top or the higher seed or the lower seed, the basically the home team here in this building, will go with the Owen Lindmark line against Quinnipiac's top line. We will see that a lot today. And Owen, one of the best defensive players, not only in the Big Ten, but you could say that in college hockey too.
Yeah, I mean, what he does everything well. Face-offs, just a great penalty killer. Badgers really missed him for a chunk of the season when he got injured, and those couple extra weeks here get him in good shape to get going here. And the top line for Quinnipiac, they are pretty loaded. Graff, the Hobie, Quillen, the game-winning goal scorer last year in overtime, yep, against Minnesota, and Lipkin was one of the best freshmen last year, so that's a tough line to stop.
Yeah, and actually, when you think about, you know, Graff had a pretty good NCAA tournament a year ago. Quillen had 5 goals and 7 points in the NCAA tournament, and Lipkin, another young man, 2 goals, 8 points in the Big Dance a year ago. The Badgers and the Quinnipiac Bobcats in the NCAA tournament, and the opening faceoff brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt is next. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel, white-tailed deer, black bear? The answer is coming up. The original Badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the Badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Liz Krebsbach, Dana Pankovich, and Jeff Schultz, are the linesmen here tonight. So Wisconsin home white with the Cardinal helmets and pants, numerals, lettering, Wisconsin diagonally down the chest. Quinnipiac in its road navy blue uniforms with yellow shoulders and striping, numerals as well, and the Bobcat logo in the front. The Badgers will attack the goal to our right, and Wisconsin will be trying to defend the goal to our left. Paul and I are located below the goal line behind Quinnipiac netminder Vinny Duplessis. So we've got a long way to look at the goal that McClellan's defending right now, but we've got two periods in which we can see the Badgers operate offensively. And we're set to go here in Providence. An excellent crowd for the opener this afternoon, and a very good crowd here for the nightcap between Wisconsin and Quinnipiac. The Bobcats win the draw. Sam Lipkin gathered it in at the blue line, took a pretty good hit from Wisconsin's Anthony Kerr, puck out to the point, and Rassinen's shot goes wide of the mark, gobbled up by Graff far side out near the blue line, turned and rimmed it around right corner to left, down the left wing wall. Graff sticks his stick in there, but it's pulled free by Wisconsin's Lindmark, finds Carson Bantle, gains the red line, meets the defenseman Charles Alexis Legault, took a pretty good hit. Both players all right, head to their bench for a change. 35 seconds into the opening period, Jack Horbach remains on the ice as he went down to forecheck after Bantle had dumped it in. David Cilia's out there, Lucius, Badgers at the point. Palatichuk shoots one, and it didn't get through. It's loose to the left, the right of the goaltender Duplessis, and now Cruz Lucius tied up by Legault. Long shift for Legault, Jacob Quillen as well. Puck spun around to the near side, D. St. Foul. Here's Dexheimer, left wing, Palatichuk. Lost the puck along the boards, flipped it to the corner. Lucius lets it go, no support in the near side. Back behind the net now, it's the defenseman Rassinen. Goes D to D and up and out of the zone. They finally come. Long shift. Andon Serbonne got it to center, but the Badgers get it back and fire it right back down in. Good start for Wisconsin here, about a minute 20 in.
Yeah, for sure. One of the things you're looking at here tonight is how Wisconsin's going to start this game. It's been so long. The start has been all they've talked about, or a lot of what's been talked about in the last 18 days between the games. First shift or first 20 seconds in their own end, but then it's back in here in the Quinnipiac end. Shot on goal. Get to relax a little bit. Everyone gets their first shift under their belt in a while and look to keep that up.
Quinnipiac ice the puck. Mason Marcellus, Travis Treloar, and in Serbonne left to right. The forward line out now for Quinnipiac. Kyle McClellan leaves it behind his net and almost coughed it up, and he did. Taken by Treloar, the former Ohio State Buckeye. Turnaround shot towards the net. I think McClellan got his left pad on it. Then from below the goal line, McClellan kept that one out too. It ricochets out to center ice. No score about 2 minutes in. Across the line. Here's Tellier. Fires one towards the front of the net. Loose in the slot. Bounces around. The left-handed forward Tellier had it chopped off his stick out to center. Sent back in by senior Cooper Moore, former North Dakota Fighting Hawk. Zach Scholes, freshman defenseman for the Badgers out there. Wisconsin also has Owen Mellenbacher for the time being. He's with Quinn Findlay. And Wisconsin's Charlie Stramel pass in front. They score out of the far corner. They put the puck in front of the net and chipped in by Christoph Filion and Quinnipiac. 2 minutes and 12 seconds in. Takes a 1-0 lead.
Yeah, Quinnipiac won the puck behind the net, or got it behind the net. Just a little good body position by Quinnipiac's forward out to the faceoff dot to the left of Kyle McClellan, and then it just a shot around towards the net. One of the Quinnipiac players beat the Badgers to the net and had a redirect into the net past Kyle McClellan.
Christoph Filion, former Janesville Jet, with his 11th goal this season. He had 7 as a junior last year. It comes at 2:12. So Quinnipiac gets on the board first here in this NCAA tournament opener. Christoph Tellier and Zach Tupker assist on Christoph Filion's goal at 2:12. Well, just because you score the first doesn't mean you're going to win the game. Happened with Maine last night against Cornell. We told you about Quinnipiac taking a 2-0 lead on Minnesota State a couple of years ago before Mike Hastings' Mavericks responded and eventually won in overtime.
Yeah, good, it was just good movement and good cycling by Quinnipiac. Everyone moving. The Badgers just didn't get there in front of the net in time, and Quinnipiac made him pay on that one.
Long lead feed off the sideboards. It ricochets on goal, and Kyle McClellan on his knees elects to cover it up, and a faceoff to come inside the Wisconsin zone. 1-0, Quinnipiac with the lead. Again, an excellent team a year ago with 34 wins, 26 wins this season for Rand Pecknold's squad. A team that went 2-3 against NCAA tournament teams this season, 3-5 against top 20 teams in the pairwise. They don't play the strength of schedule that Wisconsin has played certainly this season, but boy, they compete each and every night, and they've been the cream of the crop in the ECAC for a long time. Long range shot brings McClellan out of his crouch. He fought it off his right shoulder, but he couldn't handle the puck, but it's taken out of there by Wisconsin's Owen Lindmark. Gains the zone. Horbach passed to the slot, ricocheted off the stick of Palatichuk, played in the near corner, and Quinnipiac there now. Quillen near side to Lipkin, cut off for a moment by Horbach. Quillen's got it back, and he'll dump it down in behind the Badgers' cage. Lipkin will go to forecheck. Wisconsin's Lindmark got there first, poked it ahead now to Horbach, drops it back to Palatichuk at the red line. He'll scoop it into the Quinnipiac zone on goal, and Duplessis will just take it from there. Hands off to the defenseman. Good shoulder-to-shoulder hit. Anthony Kerr separating Andon Serbone from the puck. DeSaint Fowl now chips it into the far corner. In the zone to our right, right in front of us, David Cilia on the ice, tries to cycle behind the net, taken away by Quinnipiac, and here comes Marcellus, fine-looking freshman Mason Marcellus. He'll dump it down in as McClellan leaves it off for Daniel Lotch. Ran into some traffic and now peels back to his left, found some free space, and finds David Cilia. 3-on-2 partially, more of a 3-on-4 now, and now actually offside called on Wisconsin. 3:51 into the opening period, 1-0. Quinnipiac leads the NCAA first-round matchup.
Well, the second part of the first shift, the Badgers spent some time in the offensive zone, did some work down there, but haven't had much of a chance so far since then. We talked about Quinnipiac lining three guys up at the blue line. The Badgers did get pucks deep a couple times, but it wanted to change their lines and just haven't quite worked yet.
Tassie, Christian Fitzgerald, Quinn Findlay on the ice. Badgers get it into the attacking zone. Fitzgerald with it left wing, fans at a shot from the dot. He was defended by Davis Pennington, former Maverick from the University of Omaha. And now the Badgers for Licky pass out to center too far. Tassie couldn't bring it off the wall, and the Badgers have iced the puck. Offensive zone faceoff for Quinnipiac. 4:08 into the first period. Bobcats have a 1-0 lead. You know, we were talking about the last time, the only time these teams played back in October of 2003. You know, that sweep of Quinnipiac by Wisconsin started a 15-game unbeaten streak that season. Badgers went 11-0-4, won 22 games that year under head coach Mike Eaves, eventually made it to the regional championship game in Albany, where it lost to the Maine Black Bears in overtime. Pass in front. McClellan sticks it to the slot. The Badgers had that covered. Now it's whacked back to the far wall. Anthony Cipollone from Purchase, New York. Down to the corner. Wisconsin's Fitzgerald tied up. Cipollone lost it as he was defended by Vorlicki. Quick to the puck was the Bobcats. Spun around to the far side, and C.J. McGee's a graduate transfer, a defenseman. Oh, he got the pass into the slot. Quick snapshot kicked out by Kyle McClellan. Badgers gather it in. Victor Cherneskianer, sophomore from Southington, Connecticut, had that snapshot in the slot, but McClellan stopped it. Now Graff will hold the zone and turns and fires it off. McClellan back behind the net. Badgers struggling to get it out of the zone, and now they do. Chopped out by Quinn Finley. Wisconsin will change. Quillen drop pass at center ice. Unable to handle it, though, was Quinnipiac's Sam Lipkin. Badgers dump it in. Horbach with a little shoulder on the defenseman Legault. Freeze the puck. Badgers have it out near the point. It's Palatichuk. His floating shot hit Bantle. It goes to the far corner. Cycles right side now. It's Horbach to Lindmark, but he was defended nicely by Legault. Tap pass out to the blue line. Lipkin intercepted by Palatichuk. Tried to get it deep. That was blocked, and Quinnipiac sends it Wisconsin's way. Now McClellan leaves it off Palatichuk. Long lead feed off a stick, but Bantle will gobble it up in front of the benches across the way. Bantle dumps it in and chases. Puts a shoulder into the defenseman Cooper Moore, but he's double-teamed below the net. And now Bantle wins it free, and a shot from below the goal line ricocheted back behind the net. Out to the point, Anthony Kerr. His shot knocked down in front. Kerr gets it back, and he kicks it to the corner. Now DeSaint Fowle pulls it off the near side wall and turned it over to the stick of Marsalis. Backhand pass or dump attempt knocked down by Wisconsin's Lodge. He tried to clear. That pass was blocked, taken away by Quinnipiac, loose near the blue line, and eventually the Badgers take the puck from Marsalis and Wisconsin's Daniel Lodge back behind his net as the Bobcats get a change. 1-0 Quinnipiac, 6.5 minutes into the opening period.
The Badgers' best shifts so far have been when it's Carson Bantle, Owen Lindmark, and Jack Horbach out there. They're the ones that have been in, at least started the offensive zone time. That time it carried over into the Badgers get out Celia Lucius and DeSaint Fowle, but they've definitely been the creator so far.
Mellenbacher forced a turnover behind the net. Stramel came down for a little support. Mellenbacher then had the puck knifed free by Cooper Moore. It rolls down to the Wisconsin zone. After it, Ben Dexheimer, they wave off icing. Bobcats able to change their defensive pair. 7 minutes into the opening period, 1-0. Quinnipiac and a goal by Christoph Fillion at 2:12. Badgers got it into the attacking zone, then flipped out by Pennington back to center. Wisconsin's Dexheimer has it up to Mellenbacher. Redirects it into the Badgers zone, but he had not gained the red line. Icing called on Wisconsin. Faceoff down in the Badgers zone. Only one shot on goal for Wisconsin here in the first 7-plus minutes or so. And I guess one of the concerns after that long layoff following the elimination from the Big Ten tournament was a rust factor. You can practice so much and do an inter-squad scrimmage, but until you get into the game mode, it may take a while.
Yeah, for sure, just to get up to the pace of the game. See, Quinnipiac has been tough on the Badgers in their own end, and I mean, they've got their 1-1-3 set up pretty well already. Now that they got the lead, it's, they're very comfortable with.
Yep. Yeah, a team that gives up less than 2 goals per game. Wisconsin and Quinnipiac all season long among the best defensive teams in the land. Badgers failed to chip it out of the zone, but now Mellenbacher gets a second opportunity and does so in front of his own bench. Gains the center line and then dumps it in. In on the forecheck, Sawyer Scholl lost an edge, went into the end boards, but he's up and okay. Lipkin takes a hit from Simon Tassie as he iced the puck. No, foot race won by Graff as he beat Wisconsin's defenseman Lotch to the hash marks, but the Badgers take the puck on the attack. Simon Tassie, Topol's shot went up high, missed the net, off the corner wall, gathered in now by Andon Serbone, and then he coughed it up. Wisconsin's William Whitelaw out there, extra skater for the Badgers. Whitelaw dangling at the blue line, drew his teammates offside. 12:04 left here in the opening period from Providence, Rhode Island. NCAA tournament defending national champs lead Wisconsin 1-0. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. All so you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. and our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Menards is your destination for a huge selection of concrete landscaping blocks in stock. There's no limit to what you can create. Find edgers to accent your flower beds, retaining wall blocks to hold back soil, and pavers to build your dream patio, all ready to take home today. Plus, use our landscape design program to get fast, free estimates on your project. Hurry in. Edger blocks are on sale through March 31st.
Save big money at Menards.
Well, the Wisconsin Badgers 26-11-2 this season heading into the NCAA tournament, but just 7-7-2 over the last 16 games. That followed a 19-4 start. The Badgers won 10 games in a row, and then a tie against Lindenwood. And then the Badgers have been up and down ever since, partly due to, at times, a lack of goal scoring. Wisconsin, 2 goals, 4 or less, 8 times in the last 16 games, 1 goal or less, 6 times. But the Badgers are fully healthy, and they've got some guys that can put the puck away. In fact, 5 guys with 10 or more goals and a couple of guys knocking on the door, too, Paul.
Yeah, it's been since 2010 that's happened. The Badgers have had that kind of scoring balance and prowess, and 17 in the country in goal scoring heading into the weekend, so it's not...
No.
Overall, it's been pretty good, even though it feels lately like it's been a little bit of a struggle.
Badgers average 3.2 goals per game, give up 2 per outing, third best in the land. Wisconsin has scored 48 goals more than it's given up this season. Quinnipiac has scored 153 goals against 72, so they score twice as many as they give up. Puck at center ice. After it is the defenseman Moore, flipped it ahead now, intended for Serbone. He's knocked down. Travis Treloar now shoved off the puck by Whitelaw, and Joe Palatichuk back to get it for Wisconsin. Quinnipiac changes. Palatichuk patient with the puck. Goes far side in the Wisconsin zone to Ben Dexheimer. Lead feed Whitelaw. Got his stick on the puck, but deflected to the defenseman Moore. Then he throws it away at center, and Wisconsin's Horbach will dump it in. A bit off balance as he goes in on the forecheck. Bantle in there now. Horbach lost his stick. Bantle played it off the wall. Hit Horbach's skate to hold the zone, actually. And now Bantle in the far corner. Tough angled shot stopped by Duplessis. And that was a sharp angled shot right from the goal line. Bantle again, near side wall. The Arizona Coyotes draft choice digs it free and sends it to the point. Kerr with a long range shot up high. Got down, knocked down off the stick of Horbach. And now Daniel Lotch plays the puck, and the play whistled dead because of the high stick on Horbach. So a faceoff outside the Quinnipiac zone. 10:35 left in the first period. 1-0. The Bobcats with the lead.
Once again, Bantle, Lindmark, Horbach are the ones getting it done for Wisconsin. They're playing simple. They got the puck in, and they're winning the battles and forcing turnovers. Actually, they got a little lucky there. Horbach, you mentioned he went down to grab a stick and just happened to bounce off the board and hit him in the skate and stay in the zone at one point.
As he's trying to pick up his stick, yeah. Puck on the near side of the Quinnipiac zone. Badgers trying to dig it out. Cilia, D. St. Foul, Lucius the forward line. Still loose. Fillion has it. Then he's knocked free. Puck goes off the body of D. St. Foul in the slot. Bounces around to Lucius, and he turned it over on the near wall and taken by Tupker of Quinnipiac. Lead feed off the stick of Cilia. Goes down to the Quinnipiac zone. Give and go. Work with Tellier. Didn't connect, and the Badgers come the other way. Here's Lucius across the line. Flip pass to the left wing, and Cilia. He shoves a man down from behind, McGee, but we play on.
Now, Quinnipiac turned the puck over inside the blue line there. Wisconsin got a chance to get up the ice without the structure that Quinnipiac plays with and get a little bit of a rush going.
Good work by Mellenbacher stealing the puck. Walked down the left wing wall and fired one. Duplessis with a save. Mellenbacher retrieves again. Out to Palatichuk. Now Dexheimer. No room to shoot. Palatichuk does, though. He shoots one low. Missed the net. Off the end boards. Duplessis tied up by Wisconsin's D. St. Foul with help from Quinnipiac's Tupker. That puck came off the backboards and almost, it appeared to hit the skate of Duplessis, and he was out high in the crease. little bounce there would have been nice for the Badgers. Didn't happen. Stramel backdoor pass to Finley. Couldn't get his stick on it. Good defense by Legault.
Oh, that was a great chance. That might have been the best chance for Wisconsin tonight. Pass across. Finley just under his stick, or from our angle, I can't quite tell, but it might have been a defensive play.
Badgers able to hold the zone. Charlie Stramel turns and lofts it up about 20 feet into the air. It goes into the mesh. And whistle stops play. 8:54 to go here in the first period of play. It's Quinnipiac 1 and Wisconsin nothing. Looking to make your next meal a little less ordinary? At Quick Trip, pick up your freshly cooked, hot and ready fried chicken just waiting for you. From tenders to 8-piece fried chicken, make your next meal extraordinary only at Quick Trip. We'll be back in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
In ice hockey, every move matters. Perfect deflections and redirects, quick releases, optimal shot angles. One misstep can cost you more than just the goal. That's when athletes turn to UW Health. From a dislocation in a body check to muscle pulls from a quick pivot, our sports medicine doctors deliver game-changing care with precision and perfection for every injury. No matter the complexity, UW Health is your go-to team to get you back on the ice in no time. UW Health. Remarkable.
Whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need so you can focus on what's most important to you. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Hey, here's an idea for spring. Join me on the Madison Chain of Lakes for Marco Siki's 6th Annual Casting for Kids Fishing Tournament to benefit the American Family Children's Hospital UW Carbone Cancer Center. We hit the water on Saturday, May 17th. Register now, or if you can, please donate at castingforkids.org. Quinnipiac 1, Wisconsin nothing. There's 8:54 remaining in the opening period of play. Goal scored by Christophe Fillion from Sherbrooke, Quebec, on a feed from the corner by Christophe Tellier. And that came just over 2 minutes into the opening period. Badgers win the neutral zone faceoff, dump it in. Duplessis drops it to the near corner, and Cooper Moore, and the puck cleared up into the stands and out of play. Excellent crowd here today for Boston College and Michigan Tech. In case you missed it, it was a tight game. In fact, 1-1 after Michigan Tech scored a shorthanded goal. BC regained the lead and then scored four goals in the third period to put away the Huskies 6-1. The top-ranked Eagles move on to the regional final on Sunday at 3 o'clock Central against the winner of this one, Wisconsin and Quinnipiac. Badgers win the offensive zone faceoff down near the goal line. Bantle can't reach it. Moore got there first. Moore with a little backhand flip off the near side wall, and Daniel Lodge quickly back in his own zone. Playing keep away from Colin Graf out to center ice. Quillen had it, lost it. Good play by Bantle to free that puck. Horbach onside, turns left point, sends it deep into the corner. Lindmark tied up by the goaltender, actually. Moore now flips it out to center ice. Knocked down by Kerr. He's one-on-one with Quillen. They go shoulder to shoulder into the glass, and the Badgers' Horbach now will clank it off the window and out to center ice. That's where Ivari Rassinen will pick it up for Quinnipiac and dump it in. Shots on goal, 5-3 in favor of the Bobcats. 1-0. Quinnipiac with a lead. Good outlet pass. Tassi dumps it in and tries to chase it down, but Legault got there first. Big defenseman. Headmans now to Cerbone. He'll dump it in. Can't get around the hip check from Joe Palatichuk. Now Finley up around the boards, and Tassi, and now a foot race with Wisconsin's Finley and Legault, and no icing called. Legault, though, had the angle to the puck and got there first, and now it's Rassinen in center ice. Nice pass ahead to Treloar, but Quinnipiac is offside. 1-0. Bobcats lead Wisconsin. Badgers in their 27th NCAA tournament, but just their second in the last 10 years. Wisconsin all-time, 37 wins, 23 losses, 2 ties, 6 national championships, of course, the last being in 2006. Wisconsin's lost 4 straight NCAA tournament games. The last win, an 8-0 rout of RIT at the Frozen Four at Ford Field in Detroit in 2010. 2 days later, the Badgers lost to Boston College And again, Boston College, the number one ranked team in the country, winning today to get within three wins of national championship. The Eagles seeking their sixth in program history. Out high, the defenseman Pennington fires one that missed the cage. Dumped down deep by Quinnipiac. Bobcats getting a little bit of offensive zone time now. Pennington, a little left-hander, shoots one through traffic. It went off of Scholes, ricocheted to the right of McClellan, but wide. Fillion cycles along the near wall. It's Zach Tupker out of Collegewood, Ontario. Out there with Tellier. This is the line that produced the long goal. Backdoor pass. Tupker couldn't reach it. The 6'1" Tupker just out of his reach. Puck from the blue line thrown at the net. And Kyle McClellan on his knees able to grab it and smother it and get a whistle with 6:44 left in the opening period. 1-0 Quinnipiac. You know, I was telling you about, Paul and I were telling you about how Quinnipiac is now playing its fourth straight Big Ten team in NCAA tournament play on its way to winning the national championship last season. It beat Ohio State 4-1.